Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita, and as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me simply singing the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
All right, song of the day from 1999, Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega. 464-56851. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating in the Soda Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Mambo Number 5.
Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life.
Once again, your song of the day. Mambo Number 5 from 1999, Lou Bega, 464-5685.
What just happened?
That song aged well.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
I would love
it. It's an amazing song.
No one ever. I've got Lou Bega's greatest hits.
That's it, number one. That's the only song you ever had.
That's an amazing song to come with. I mean,
just give me the first lyric.
Yeah, here we go.
It grabbed me. I think it's like line two. it grabbed me.
Yeah. I'm not going to sing it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. Everybody in the car. Yeah. So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't want a beer bust like I had last week. I must stay deep because talk is cheap. Jake, what the hell are you doing?
It's an awesome song.
That song did age strangely well.
It will never, ever go away. I'm 95 years old. I'll still be bopping to that thing.
I bet I haven't heard that in 10 years. I'm not joking.
Anyway, you have not listened to radio. It's still out there.
Is it still
out there? Oh, yeah. That song is a classic from my time frame. Listen, I'm not. Okay. I was eight.
Be careful
during,
with the word classic.
When I was eight, that song came out. For me,
we're talking Rolling Stones,
right. Lou Bega.
You're going classic. Are you sure about this?
For 90s kids, yeah.
You need to back off classic. We need to do that. Just step down.
Come on,
stand
Elvis.
Down.
Come on, Elvis.
Stand down.
Yeah. We going classic.
For 90s kids, it's a classic. Oh.
Linda Ronstadt sang classic.
It's a wonderful song.
Eric Clapton. I don't know if I'm putting Clapton. It aged well, though.
Did you see me and Bill bopping to that one?
I did. I don't know what to think of you bopping to that song.
Favorite was the hand clap.
Yeah. I did, too.
I do think it aged well. It sounds good. It sounded fine. It's interesting. I'll give you an 8.1.
Wow. Yeah. See, your description before that did not ring
did not
8.1.
It's a funny song. Yeah.
Bill, where'd you go to there?
It's hard to take it seriously.
Did you close your eyes, Bill?
I closed my eyes on this one.
Where were you?
I was.
Don't tell me where you were.
I was taken back to start with. And then I'm thinking, like, okay, it's Taco Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
And Tuesday has a feel for it, which is, that's like a, Tuesday's a.
Yeah, it's a,
there's not a bigger room than Tuesday.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Tuesday's the worst feeling day there is of the week. It's like, ooh. But you know what? Jake brought it back. I kind of felt like I was walking like into like Tipsy Tina's or something.
Great.
The music was playing in the background. and you're meeting friends and you see them. As you're walking up to them, you're kind of like, you're kind of bouncing
it's
to
pretty
it.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, oh,
that's
yeah.
Pretty good. A happy bar song.
Mamba number 5. It was the verbiage headed to the liquor store to get some gin and juice.
But I really don't want to.
I
really
don't want a beer bust like I had last week.
So whoever wrote it was, again, just brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I'm going to go, just because of the day and everything about it, I'm going to 9-1.
All right. 8-1 and a 9-1. We're back.
I just felt good about it.
That was, Jake, I'm sort of impressed that you pulled that out.
Now, if that had been like Thursday, I'm saying it's more of a 6. Okay. Since it was Taco Tuesday and all kinds of
Taco Tuesday. Yeah. Bill's walking into Tipsy Tina's and just seeing his friends.
Yeah, my friends.
You like that. Jake likes that.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Not classic. It's not a classic, Jake. Back off. Stand down on that one.
For 90s kids, that's a classic song. Yeah. It is. I don't stand back on that. I will not stand down. Okay, here's some ratings before we get to Bill's thrills. Phil,
we gotta get to
Phil says that's a 0. That's not a 0. Not a 0.
Is that our Phil? Is that our Phil who's with us a lot?
Yeah. Not fat Phil, but just regular Phil.
Regular Phil.
Harper's dad, 4. Harper, Harper's dad, 4. Harper, 2.
Didn't like it in the Harper house.
Crowbait says an 8.
Okay.
Guilt Nerd, 3.3. An earworm.
Okay.
Earworm.
Aren't earworms usually higher than 3.3?
Yeah. Depends if you like it or not.
Jennifer, 7.5. Hubby, 5.
Okay. Hubby was mid. Jennifer liked it. Yep.
Let's see. The American Nightmare is a name here. 9.5.
Hey, wait a second. American Nightmare.
That's the text name. Yeah.
American Made was on FS1 yesterday, by the way.
Did you watch it?
I watched some of
he
it.
Called me. He called me. He goes, I got to write, but I can't. You're not going to believe this. American Made's on. I'm like, really?
That's really messy.
He goes, I've already seen it 12 times.
more than that.
All right,
12
keep
is
going,
light.
Keep going, we got to get the bills.
8.5 from?
Bird.
That's right. 8.5 from Bird in Columbus. That's twice today we got Bird.
It can't happen enough.
Ryan in Delaware says, that's the worst song you've ever played. 0.
had to be here, Ryan. You had to be in the you had to be in studio to really enjoy it.
That's from Delaware?
If you knew it was Tipsy Tina walk-up music, then I think you feel different. you feel different
Houston,
about it.
Houston, 9.3. Leroy, 6. Matthew and Hickman, 10. Corey and Lincoln, 2.
Yeah.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan
planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All over the map.
I did feel that it was going to be a complete hit or miss. I did think it was going to be a complete hit or miss.
All over the map.
Well, 100%. Before we get to Bill's Thrills, let me play our legal idea real quick.
We got to get this bugaboos.
Yeah, well, hang on. We got to get this caught up here. Where is it at? 3 seconds.
Two, one.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
Okay, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Mid-Plains Advisors. We know that Tuesdays are bugaboos for Bill.
Bugaboos, things that bother me, which I mentioned to you guys at the break. I got hundreds.
This segment will never die.
This will go forever. It could be 2 weeks of bugaboos, things that concern me, things that bother me in my life. Okay. It's very every day. This
wow.
is,
he has hundreds.
Wow. I have hundreds. It's wow. like a, it's trust me in the family. It's well documented. So today we're going to talk about grapes.
Okay, this is interesting.
And this we're going to talk about grapes.
Yeah, grapes. Gee, I heard grapes. Yeah,
grapes. Yeah, I said grapes.
We're going to talk about the misuse and the deception of grapes.
This is kind of
it's a bugaboo.
You have my attention.
So just as far as straight flavor, when you just talk about like the grape soda, outstanding out of a bottle, really good. So I'm not down on the flavor. I drink grape Powerade. That's okay. Here's where I get upside down, and this started maybe like 10 years ago. Maybe it's more at that. Okay, so I love chicken salad, and so I love to get a chicken salad sandwich. And there's been numerous times where I get a chicken salad sandwich, and it's loaded with grapes. Grapes.
So
oh, yeah, grapes
me.
Are in the chicken salad. This
strange.
Happens. Text line will agree with me.
It
happens.
Though,
so I've never had a sandwich where I'm like, boy, I really like this chicken salad sandwich. I love what the flavor the grape brings out in it. You just because you end up spitting it out, or you have to open it up and pick it out. And if you're on the
you
East
have
Coast,
to pick it out.
If you're on the East Coast, like that doesn't happen. That would never happen on the East Coast. Where we like sorry,
why that coast?
That's an old school deli.
Oh, okay.
It's old school deli. There's no.
Oh, it would happen on the West Coast.
Well, yeah, that's if you're in Malibu,
they put weird stuff in there.
You're getting the walnut and the walnuts and the grapes and the chicken salad.
Yeah, and God don't.
And so that just that sends me through the roof.
Yeah, I'm Newsom putting some stuff in there. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm a connoisseur of chicken salad. And so that drives. But here's the part
that's fascinating.
Here's the part that gets me the most. Is when the grape becomes a raisin. And then the critical mistake, it's happened to all of us so many times. You get the cookie, the monster cookie, and you think it's chocolate chip.
No.
And you bite it, and when it hits you, it's like,
wait a second.
It's just like, what just.
Back up. What happened here? The chocolate chip cookie became a monster cookie?
You think it's a chocolate chip cookie.
But
it's a raisin cookie.
That is a horrible feeling.
That is
horrible
worst. I don't know a worse feeling. I don't know.
It's bad.
There's not a time in any sort of meals that could send me into that sort of just off
tailspin.
It's just I'm in a tornado.
It's raining.
When it hits me, I'm just like,
is not chocolate.
Is it traumatic?
The number of times I've been like in my hotel room, just breaking the cookie apart and then picking the raisins out to try to save some of it. But the first two bites, you're like one, two, and then the third one, you go. Raisin.
Is that trauma?
No, it's trauma. Because when you think you're getting a chocolate chip cookie and you get a raisin, you know, someone just says, hey, these are raisin cookies. It's like, no problem. I'll pass. I'm good.
100%
I'm good. No problem.
Different. I get where you're coming from.
When you
but
think,
I like raisin cookies,
know,
so either way is fine.
You think you're getting a chocolate chip cookie and it hits you. So
is this a gag reflex?
It is. Oh, yeah. It hits you on the third bite. The first bite breaks the cookie.
Make the face again, please.
Makes the face. At the second bite, and then the third.
and then I spit it out. I spit it. I throw.
How would you describe that face?
I spit it out. So anyway,
that face is
grapes like, and yeah, grapes and raisins. That's my bugaboo.
That's incredible.
I'd love to hear from the text line.
Oh, no. That's an incredible bugaboo.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Jake, you know what it's like when it hits you.
Oh, God, Bill. I'm
when you
totally
think you're getting a
one.
Chocolate chip cookie and you get a raisin.
I appreciate
it. Ruins
right
your day, doesn't it? Day,
that's
a month.
I got to tell you.
Month.
I got to tell you, Bill. I love these bugaboos.
Yeah.
But I've
got hundreds.
If I have a chocolate chip cookie, or I think it's a chocolate chip cookie, and I bite into a raisin cookie, I'm fine because I like raisin cookies.
Yeah, no.
And I like raisins.
I don't like that. And then the deception. That's why I wrote on here. Deception.
Right there. Deception. I don't know if anybody's trying to deceive you.
Oh, I don't know, but it was.
It's just negligence.
No, Bill is
part.
Right. If you have a monster cookie, there's no raisin at all.
Okay.
It's supposed to be M&M's. Yeah, it's supposed to be chocolate chips. There's oatmeal in there. Oatmeal
but we've all grabbed a cookie at some point in time. I've never grabbed a cookie thinking it was raisin, and it turned out to be chocolate. No. That's never happened in the history of the world.
You have a different mindset going into it.
You go into
a chocolate chip. Fruity.
Ooh, chocolate chip.
Isn't it just a matter of you analyzing a cookie a little more closely?
Bill? I don't know. I'm just checking it closely. Have you had it happen to you? Everyone here has had it happen to them.
I think, but I like raisin cookies
a lot. Yeah, but it doesn't matter, but you've had it happen to you. Were you thinking
of
chocolate
that
chip?
That looked like the Matt Rhule face.
It was an incredible face.
That was the Matt Rhule face.
This is traumatic to Bill.
Yeah, it was.
And so is the chicken salad.
Yeah, the text line's saying, Bill, I totally feel you on the grapes and the chicken salad. It's just a sin. I'll do some celery and walnuts or slivered almonds, but if you get grapes, that's just a disaster.
Now, I got a question for you guys. In the chicken salad, the grape is not standard grape. It's like dried out grape, right?
No, it's standard grape.
It's a grape.
They're sliced in half or quartered. But they're a grape.
Okay.
No, it's a it's
sliced
it's
in
a,
half or quartered.
But it's
not
a grape.
A raisin. It's a grape.
Quartered
grape. It's a quarter grape.
Exactly. It's what it is.
Three quarter zip. Give me the three quarter grape.
Reality says yes. The raisin monster cookie is terrible.
Yes,
Bill, I'm 100% with you from Richie Rich. Raisins ruin everything, especially cookies.
Traumatic to it.
It's traumatic.
And then Eric says this. We'll wrap this up. He says,
I don't want to wrap this up ever.
Eric says, I didn't think I could hear anyone more ridiculous than Sip and Jake until hearing Bill wax poetic about his hatred for grapes.
Yeah, we've waxed poetic about some strange stuff. That was good, though. That was interesting.
Oh, Mama number five.
That was fascinating.
Mama number five to grapes.
I can't wait till Bugaboo's next week.
I got a lot of them.
He's got
buckle up. We got about 400 weeks ahead of us.
Hey, Jake, if things get slow on the show, can we just do Bugaboo?
All Bugaboos for a whole show.
June.
That's
June.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Mid-Plains Advisors. Dirk, Scott, and Ty, call them for any of your
great advisors,
needs.
Great people.
Mid-Plains Advisors. Top of the hour next, our early break in the ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.